In October, Bethel residents have a big decision to make, whether or not alcohol sales will remain legal. Now, a nonprofit wants to study how Bethel and the surrounding region have dealt with the local option, both in the past and present. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has the details.
When the AC Quick Stop liquor store closed in May, Bethel residents, like Sherry Neff, noticed an immediate change.
It was almost like someone had lifted a blanket off the community. It just felt so much more peaceful.
When the liquor store opened 2 years ago, local emergency services, law enforcement, and social services saw a sharp rise in alcohol-related incidents, mostly public intoxication. The city council opposed the license renewal of the liquor store, and the state went along with that. Alcohol sales have been limited ever since, but they could be shut down entirely in October when residents hit the polls to decide whether or not to allow alcohol sales. Meanwhile, a small nonprofit in Anchorage thinks Bethel can fill in key informational gaps about how rural Alaska deals with alcohol, specifically local option.
As far as we have found so far, no one is studying kind of what those numbers are, what the changes are.
That's Tiffany Hall. She's the executive director of Recover Alaska, a nonprofit that wants to cut down on alcohol abuse in the state. Just this past year, Recover Alaska tried to help push a massive bill through the legislature that was 6 years in the making, Senate Bill 76. It would have revised alcohol regulations in Alaska. The bill died in the state house at the last minute after clearing the Senate. Its sponsor, Senator Peter Michicki, withdrew it after stakeholders couldn't agree on a House amendment. And while that bill addressed a lot of issues with Alaska's alcohol regulations, it didn't address local option. Why?
Because we are based in Anchorage and we hadn't gotten enough input yet from people who live in local option communities.
So Hall chose Bethel for a kind of case study about local option. Bethel's history with it dates back to 1960, when a proposal to allow liquor sales failed by 25 votes, and the town has toggled between allowing liquor sales in various capacities since then. Hall says she reached out to the Bethel ONC tribe and the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation about a year ago about gathering data from Bethel and the surrounding villages so that she could get information about the impact of local option on the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. It took a while, but Hall finally visited Bethel last week at the behest of those two organizations. She says Recover Alaska is also working with the Institute for Circumpolar Health and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. But Hall says finding the data will be a challenge.
So in some cases, those are electronic files. And in other cases, that means boxes of handwritten paper.
Hall also plans to talk to villages in the YK Delta, but doesn't expect to find many records there because of sparse resources.
So we will be trying to just have conversation and get some qualitative data where possible.
Hall says that Recover Alaska could have its initial findings from these secondary sources as soon as this December, but she says it will take a lot of time to gather all the data the group needs. And once they're done, Hall says they still have to figure out who gets the data.
We are not yet exactly sure how we plan to roll that out.
Meanwhile, the group is reaching out to local stakeholders, like the Tundra Women's Coalition and Search and Rescue, for any information and insight that they have on the town's local option history. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.